Negi でございます。
Thank you. This is Negi speaking.
Trend Micro の第2試合。
And I would like to start the earnings results summary for Q2. 13% growth in net sales.But cost actually grew by 29%. So operating income was minus 54%. At the bottom of the slide, we can see the numbers at constant currency basis. Net sales growing at 3% and AI growing at 6%, which is an improvement. The biggest point is a decline in income. What has happened? Well, Eva Chen will be providing details.Explanation later on. But the biggest focus here is cloud related expenses. Why has it increased so much? Well, rather than paying out a lot of dividends, investors have told me in the past many times that we should be investing into the future. And based on that, we have exactly done that, investing into the future. It's not simple capex. Our investment directly affects the P&L. This is one big factor behind this number. But Eva Chen will give you more explanation later on.
ARR の推移ですね。
まあ、ここは ARR progression。
我々としては最近、
This is an important point. Rather than net sales, we are using ARR to explain the future of the company. So ARR for the enterprise customers, this is improving from 4% from the previous quarter to 6%. In the second half, we expect further improvement in this number. ARR by region.Denominated in US dollars and therefore no currency impact. Americas stands out. It is struggling somewhat, but Europe and EMEA are growing quite well. Japan is growing only at 3%. And Kevin Senza will be providing you more explanation. Considering the geopolitical situation, there are headwinds and tailwinds. And in North America, we have some headwinds. This is the cash flow. There is no comment. This is connected to the operating income. Number of employees, headcounts, is basically flat. But in the background, we are requiring new types of skills. So there are some turnovers. But in total, the headcount is basically flat. And we believe the situation will be very similar to this in the second half as well. This is cost. And I'm sure this is something that you're more interested in. Cloud-related expenses stands out. And as I said before, this is investment for the future. Selling and marketing, the purple portion has also increased quite a lot. For Trend AI and Trend Brand, we launched two new brands, so we have related expenses and related events related expenses. And headcount cost is increasing, one because of FX, and the other reason is we have internal bonus payments, and we are looking at both operating income and ARR growth. And operating income was negative, so there is no bonus related to that. But ARR, well, you may think that 6% is not enough, but that actually achieved the internal target. So some bonuses have been paid based on ARR. And this Q2 highlights highest ever quarterly net sales. And also, as I mentioned before, ARR growth continues to improve. Moving on to the full year guidance. At this level of minus income, what do we do? Well, net sales is on track, so there's no change. But in terms of investment, we don't have any temporary items in the second half. So token cost will continue to be incurred in the second half as well. So we expect that at the same level. And non-operating, we don't expect anything major apart from what has already happened in the first half. FX is still volatile, but our plan is 157 and the current rate is 160, not that different, so we'll keep it the same as well. And the outlook for the full year, same for net sales basically, but for operating income and ordinary income and net income, We have revised them downwards based on the expenses that I've just explained. This is impacted by the investments that we are making, pushing down all these income lines. And that's all from me, but if you require further explanation, please ask me questions during the Q&A. Thank you.